Okay, so joining us now on the line, we have Marcus Richards. He's the part of the Pompani River Bridge project team, and Ghulam Abdul Qadir is chairperson of the Shallcross Masjid and spokesperson for the Pompani Bridge project team. Marcus, a very good morning to you. Welcome to Radio Islam International.
Thank you, and good morning to you and your listeners. Good morning, Qadir. Bye.
And Ghulam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam.
All right, Marcus, let me start with you. How bad was the situation before you and the team intervened? And how did you manage to get involved so quickly?
Basically, it basically meant that for whatever reason, and reasons of protest action, that in the event of the other exit roads out of Shallcross were blocked by protesters, Shallcross was basically gridlocked, and basically our residents could not exit to go to school, work, or emergency vehicles couldn't come in, and that's how dire it was. In other words, we were basically isolated in our own community.
Mm-hmm. So, Gurambai, I mean, when you start something like this in the community, people have doubts, right? They think, yo, fixing something like this is going to require Herculean effort, and it is beyond people in the community. Did it feel impossible at the start?
Well, nothing impossible. Everything can be done. Yes, we had some negativities from the public, but at the end of the day, we said we're going to get it done. 10 of us put our heads together, and we got it done, inshallah.
Mashallah, mashallah. Really good news story. So, Marcus, tell us how did you guys put a plan of action together? What was the approach? What was the plan?
Okay, so, Qadir and Vernon Kiston, one of the gentlemen, had the initial idea, and Qadir phoned me up, put me on a WhatsApp group, called me to a site meeting, had a very rough and a crude drawing on his phone, and he said, this is how we're going to do, what we're going to do, and we needed to formalize it. So the first thing I did, based on the directive given to me by them, was to get hold of a private consulting engineer, do a site meeting at the river itself or the site, get their feedback, tell them what our proposal was and what we're going to do. And basically, we got the green light because they were agreed that that's exactly what was they were going to do had they had the project handed over to them. So the next step to formalize it and to get it legal, for want of a better expression, I got all of the ward council, local ward councillor Chris Vandenberg, ward councillor Fatima Ismail. We asked them to reach out to the city. They sent us an engineer by the name of Peter Fenton. We had a formal meeting on a Friday. Minutes were recorded. We discussed the proposals going forward. And they said they can offer us limited support, but also offer oversight so that the site was legal and the fact that what we were doing was acceptable by both parties.
So, Abdul Qadir, what would you say are some of the lessons that you learned from this very important and highly acknowledged project that worked in this community that will hold others in good stead when they have to embark on a similar kind of project?
The best thing is that, you know, we community got together. I was surprised that, you know, that the message went out there, the community to send us food, some community organized machinery, whatever it was, but they got together, they joined hands, and they got it done. And we did it all together. There's no one person that did this. This is a community effort. And communities get together and they do their own things. Don't wait for government, don't wait for nobody. You need things done, you have to do it yourself.
Marcus, how did the local authorities react? I mean, were they happy that the community was doing something on their own and not waiting for government to act? Or were they somewhat skeptical as to whether it would be done at the level that is required?
I think the jury is still out on that actual the actual feedback, feelings, or thought process on what was actually being done. Mm-hmm. And as Qadir rightly said, it was a joint community effort. I mean, people from the from Queensborough, Malvern, Eskom, parts of Pinetown, Chatsworth, but the Shallcross community itself obviously wasn't directly and intrinsically involved in the project itself. But as far as feedback was concerned from the local authorities, aside from the oversight by two gentlemen from the city on a thrice a daily basis, there was no feedback. Look, to put in the picture, the premier was in Shallcross, less than 2 kilometers from where we worked. We were working on the Saturday, going around looking at flats that were renovated as a political ploy or publicity stunt, what this be. So nothing whatsoever, and like I said, the jury's still out on the actual feedback or thought process on what was actually carried out by the community as a whole.
Abdul Qadir, are there other projects that the community is embarking on, other issues that you need to deal with as a result of the recent damage?
Yes, the big people have been calling us. They're calling us to do the Nordin Bridge, a few other bridges that fell down, and a lot of infrastructure damage in our roads in South Plus alone itself. We're working on that to get all that fixed up. Inshallah, we will be moving forward. We are going to be repairing all those damages that's been done already.
Inshallah. Marcus, what's your thought on this debate that takes place in the community? Of course, it's a good thing when there's an urgent requirement. You can't wait for government. People suffer in the meanwhile. You step up, you get it done. But there's also a concern that the more that this happens, government becomes complacent. They're the ones sitting with the funds that have been allocated to do this work, and they get away with not having to use that funds for that purpose and not having to do the work that they're supposed to do simply because the community now is stepping in, as they can't wait that long.
You know, as Carter rightly said, and rightly so, he's been an activist in the community for over 25 years, and no one knows about it. He's still currently involved with COVID medication, water, and food distribution to many, many communities outside of Shawcross. And many of us that came together are also activists in our respective suburbs within Shawcross. So, like he said, we get things done. And by getting things done, I don't think the government can think that complacency can and must set in. We have plans to hold them accountable, and that will be announced in the near future. So the idea that they can think that communities are now going to help themselves and that allocated funds can be used in other areas and other projects are not necessary for us. We have plans in place to hold them accountable, and it's all going to be done above board, legal, and very, very public. And so, yes, I think people need to watch the space going forward.
And finally, Abdul Qadir, by your message to community activists, to people on the ground trying to make a difference?
Well, what must I say? By if they all put hands together, nothing is impossible. Communities need to get together and work together and not wait for things to be done for themselves by government. This country is in a disaster state. There's a lot of havoc going around. So best thing for them to do is join hands, get their jobs done. No worry about what the government is going to invest and what they're going to get done. The work will get done.
Abdul Qadir, shukran for your time. And Marcus, we thank you for your time as well this morning. Really appreciate it. And well done. Really well done.
Thank you
very much. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. And to your listeners too. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.